Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There are places out there that seem to absorb history, the good, the bad, and the downright terrifying. Summerwind Mansion is one of them. Tucked away in the North Woods of Wisconsin, what remains of this once grand estate is nothing more than a shell. But according to some, the spirits of Summerwind have never left. They remain, whispering through the cracked walls and shattered windows, waiting for the next brave soul or foolish one to step inside. Some say it's just a crumbling old house. Others swear it's something much darker. And tonight we'll take a closer look at one of the most infamous haunted locations in the Midwest. Imagine standing on the shore of West Bay Lake, the wind gently rattling the trees around you. There, atop the hill, sits Summerwind Mansion, or at least what's left of it. It once stood as a symbol of wealth and grandeur, but over time the house developed a reputation that even the boldest explorers couldn't resist. But this isn't just another spooky tale. Guests have claimed to see apparitions of a woman in white drifting through rooms. Disembodied voices are said to echo through the decayed walls, voices no one can trace. Windows open and close on their own, furniture moves, and the air feels thick with something unexplainable. It's not just curious visitors who have felt Summerwind's grip. Paranormal investigators and local residents have walked away with chilling stories they can't quite shake. Doors slam without reason, footsteps echo across empty floors. And on more than one occasion, visitors report the unnerving sensation of being watched by something they cannot see. No surprise, really. This mansion has a long, dark history, a history that some say refuses to stay buried. Over the years, people have speculated wildly about what causes these strange occurrences. Skeptics say it's nothing more than the wind and the creaks of an old structure decaying with time. Others point to environmental factors, drafts from the lake, sounds from the woods, or even the power of suggestion. After all, once you hear that a place is haunted, your mind starts filling in the blanks. But those who've experienced it firsthand? They're not so sure. Some claim that Summerwind is more than just haunted. It's cursed. And if you listen closely, they say, you might hear the whispers of those who tried to uncover its secrets and never quite came back the same. Whether it's a lingering echo of history, a curse tied to the land, or something far more sinister, one thing is certain. Summerwind Mansion isn't done telling its story. And tonight, we'll listen closely. I'm Tony Bruschi, and what you're about to hear might just keep you up tonight. It started with grandeur, the kind of architectural ambition that only a few can afford to dream of. Summerwind Mansion was built in the early 1900s by Robert Patterson Lamont, a wealthy businessman, as a summer home for his family. The sprawling estate, nestled along the shoreline of West Bay Lake, was meant to be a sanctuary, a place where the wealthy could escape the demands of society. But the mansion's peaceful beginning wouldn't last long. What was supposed to be a relaxing retreat quickly became the setting for tales of the unexplained, stories that would outlive the very walls of the house. The first reports of strange phenomena began with the Lamont family themselves. One evening, the story goes, Robert Lamont was in the kitchen when he spotted something or someone lurking in the shadows. In an instant, a ghostly figure described as an intruder materialized in the room. Lamont, not one to take chances, reportedly grabbed a gun and fired at the apparition. The bullets didn't leave much of a mark on the ghost, but they did in the wall, two bullet holes that remained visible for years afterward. A chilling reminder of that bizarre encounter. Shortly after this unsettling event, the Lamonts abandoned Summerwind. They never returned. As the years went on, the mansion changed hands several times, yet despite its picturesque location, no owner seemed to stay for long. It was as if the house itself rejected them. Or perhaps it was the other way around. Tenants complained of strange noises, footsteps echoing down the hallways, even when no one else was home. Doors slammed shut of their own accord, windows opened in the middle of the night, and objects seemed to move without explanation. In the 1970s, Summerwind was purchased by Arnold and Ginger Hinshaw, who planned to restore the deteriorating mansion and make it their permanent residence. But they soon realized they were not alone. It started with small things, whispers carried on the wind, the feeling of being watched, but soon escalated into a full-blown nightmare. Arnold became obsessed with the house, convinced that the spirits were trying to communicate with him. He began playing the organ at odd hours, believing the music would soothe the restless souls that lingered there. Ginger, meanwhile, found herself slipping into a deep depression, unable to explain the overwhelming sense of dread that hung over the place. Then came the night of the shadows. Arnold awoke to the sensation of someone or something hovering over his bed. When he opened his eyes, he saw several dark, humanoid figures standing at the foot of the bed, their eyes gleaming in the darkness. He tried to wake Ginger, but she remained frozen, paralyzed by fear. The figures vanished as if swallowed by the night, leaving behind nothing but a lingering chill. It wasn't long after that the Hinshaws fled the mansion, leaving behind their dreams of restoration and a house filled with unanswered questions. Summerwind's reputation as a haunted house grew, drawing the attention of paranormal investigators and curious thrill-seekers alike. Many who visited claimed to have experienced strange phenomena, lights flickering in the ruins of the house, disembodied voices calling out from the woods, and the ever-present feeling that someone or something was watching. Some even claimed to have been physically touched by unseen hands. One investigator reported being shoved down the stairs by an invisible force, while another claimed to have seen a ghostly woman standing by the lake, staring out over the water with a sad, vacant expression. But not everyone was convinced. Skeptics argued that the so-called paranormal activity could be explained by more rational means. The creaking noises, just the sound of an old house settling, the flickering lights, most likely caused by faulty wiring or environmental conditions. The eerie sensations of being watched, maybe just the mind playing tricks on people primed to believe in ghosts. After all, Summerwind was an isolated place, and isolation has a way of stirring up the imagination. Psychologists have long studied the human tendency to perceive patterns and assign meaning to random events, a phenomenon known as pareidolia. In a setting like Summerwind, where visitors already expected to encounter the supernatural, it wouldn't take much for their minds to conjure up apparitions from the shadows. Add in the natural sounds of the forest and the occasional gust of wind, and it's easy to see how someone might believe they were in the presence of a ghost. Still, the stories persisted. For every skeptic who tried to debunk the hauntings, there were just as many believers who swore by what they had experienced. Some claimed that the land itself was cursed, that the mansion had been built on sacred ground or the site of some long-forgotten tragedy. Others speculated that the house was a portal, a thin place where the veil between the living and the dead was unusually fragile. Whatever the explanation, one thing was certain. Summerwind Mansion had a way of getting under your skin, and once it did, It was hard to shake the feeling that you were being watched even long after you left. The final chapter in Summerwind's story came in 1988 when the mansion was struck by lightning and burned to the ground. Today, all that remains are the stone foundations and scattered debris, physical reminders of a house that refused to be tamed. But according to some, the spirits that haunted Summerwind are still there, wandering the ruins and waiting for the next visitor to stumble upon them. Though the walls of Summerwind Mansion have crumbled, the stories surrounding it seem more alive than ever, as if the ruins themselves hold on to the memories of those who never left. Paranormal investigators have flocked to the site over the years, each hoping to capture proof of the unexplained. What they've found, or believe they've found, only deepens the mystery. One of the most chilling encounters reported by visitors involves the appearance of a woman in white. She is said to drift through the remnants of the house, her translucent form often spotted near what used to be the mansion's windows. Witnesses describe her as silent, her face shrouded in an expression of deep sorrow. Some say she is the ghost of a servant, while others believe she may be connected to the Lamont family. Whether she's a lost soul or a figment of the imagination, one thing is certain. Those who encounter her leave shaken, unable to forget the sight of her lonely figure disappearing into thin air. The paranormal doesn't end with apparitions. Visitors frequently report an unsettling sense of being followed, as if invisible eyes are fixed on them from the surrounding woods. At night, strange lights flicker among the trees and disembodied whispers float through the air, seeming to call out to whoever dares to enter. One group of ghost hunters described hearing their own names whispered back to them, a phenomenon known in the paranormal world as mimicry, where entities echo the voices of the living. These moments feel personal, as though the house is aware of each person who steps inside its crumbling foundations. Then, there's the case of the organ. Long after the house fell into disrepair, visitors reported hearing the distant sound of organ music drifting from the ruins. The most unsettling part? The organ was long gone, destroyed in the fire that gutted the mansion in 1988. Paranormal enthusiasts argue that this could be a case of residual energy, where events from the past replay in a loop, like an old recording stuck on repeat. In this theory, the music is not played by a ghostly organist, but is instead an echo from the time when Arnold Hinshaw desperately tried to soothe whatever spirits occupied the house. Poltergeist activity has also been reported on the grounds. Objects are said to move of their own accord, rocks shifting positions overnight, and tools left by visitors mysteriously disappearing only to reappear later in strange locations. There are even accounts of people being physically touched by unseen hands. One woman described the feeling of cold fingers brushing her hair, only to turn and find no one there. Another visitor claimed to have been pushed hard enough to stumble, as if an unseen force was warning him to leave. Not everyone, however, attributes these events to the supernatural. Some skeptics point out that Summerwind's isolation could play tricks on even the most rational minds. The dense forest and unpredictable weather create an atmosphere ripe for misinterpretation. Could the whispers be nothing more than the wind threading its way through the trees? Could the flickering lights be reflections from the nearby lake? And what of the apparitions? Pareidolia could explain why visitors see faces where none exist, or why they feel followed in the shadowy woods. Then there's the power of suggestion. Many of the stories about Summerwind were well known by the time curious visitors and investigators made their way to the ruins. Once someone hears that a place is haunted, they tend to view every creak and gust of wind through the lens of the paranormal. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more you expect to encounter ghosts, the more likely your mind is to find evidence of them, even if that evidence is purely coincidental. Despite these logical explanations, many believe there is more to Summerwind than creaky floors and drafts. Paranormal investigators suggest that the house might have experienced an intelligent haunting, where the spirits interact directly with the living. Some speculate that Arnold Hinshaw's obsession with the organ and his attempts to communicate with the spirits may have opened a door that should never have been opened, inviting something dark and unwelcome into the home. Others argue that the land itself could be cursed, amplifying the energy and emotions of those who enter it. There are also theories that the mansion is a hotspot for thin places, locations where the boundary between the physical and spiritual worlds is unusually weak. If Summerwind is indeed one of these places, it would explain why so many visitors report similar experiences, as though the spirits have no difficulty crossing over into our world. In a place like Summerwind, where the line between reality and imagination blurs, it's hard to know what's real. Maybe the house is simply an old ruin, abandoned by those who couldn't face its harsh winters and crumbling walls. Or maybe it's something more, a place where past tragedies replay endlessly, and the living are forced to confront what they fear most, the unknown. As the years pass, the mansion's reputation as one of the most haunted places in Wisconsin only grows. Some believe the spirits that haunt Summerwind are waiting for someone brave or foolish enough to rebuild the house and awaken whatever dark force still lingers. Others think the mansion will remain in ruins, its story incomplete, a mystery that will never fully reveal itself. One thing is certain, Summerwind refuses to be forgotten. Visitors continue to make the pilgrimage to the site, hoping to glimpse a ghostly figure, hear the faint strains of organ music, or experience the chills that only a place steeped in mystery can provide. For those who believe in the supernatural, Summerwind offers a tantalizing glimpse into a world just beyond reach. For skeptics, it remains an enigma, a story filled with eerie coincidences and unanswered questions. Either way, the ruins of Summerwind Mansion stand as a testament to the power of fear and fascination, a place where the past and present collide in strange and unsettling ways. And so the story of Summerwind Mansion lives on, whispered through the trees, carried on the wind, and lingering in the minds of all who dare to visit. The ruins may be silent, but the mystery remains. And some would argue that the most haunted places are the ones that refuse to give up their secrets. Summerwind Mansion. It's a place that refuses to slip quietly into the past, even though the walls have fallen and the roof caved in. Some places carry stories. But this place, it seems to collect them, nurture them, and let them grow wild. What we're left with is a tangle of folklore, memory, and, if you believe the stories, something that moves just beyond the corner of your eye, waiting for the right moment to make itself known. It's easy to write off these tales as the imagination running wild. After all, the North Woods can be a lonely place, and isolation has a way of messing with your mind. The wind whips through the trees, strange sounds echo in the night, and suddenly, every flicker of light becomes a ghostly figure, every creak of wood a phantom footstep. Psychologists would call it confirmation bias. When you expect to encounter something strange, your brain is more than willing to oblige. And once you've heard that Summerwind is haunted, it's hard not to find ghosts in every shadow. But that's not the whole story, is it? There are too many accounts, too many strange experiences that defy easy explanations. An organ playing long after it was destroyed in a fire? Whispered names spoken in the dead of night? People pushed by invisible hands? At some point, you have to wonder if there's more going on here than faulty memories and creaky old foundations. There's a theory in the paranormal world: places can absorb the emotions and energies of those who live there. Joy, sorrow, rage, fear. It all leaves a mark, like fingerprints on the walls. And maybe that's what Summerwind is. Not just a place, but a repository of emotions so strong they refuse to fade, replaying themselves again and again, like a song stuck on repeat. Some call it residual energy, others say it's a haunting. Either way, it's a reminder that some things can't be buried no matter how many times we rebuild over them, and then there's the other possibility, the one that keeps you up at night. What if these spirits aren't just echoes of the past, but something more? Something alive? Something intelligent? Maybe the land itself has a memory, a consciousness that can reach out and touch those who wander too close. Maybe that's why people feel watched when they step onto the ruins, why objects move when no one's looking, and why the wind at Summerwind always seems to whisper your name. Of course, the rational mind tells us that these are just stories. Good stories, sure, but stories nonetheless. The skeptical part of us wants to believe that the flickering light is just a faulty bulb, that the voices in the dark are just the wind. But the question lingers, doesn't it? What if we're wrong? What if there's something out there, something ancient, something we don't understand, waiting patiently for us to acknowledge its presence? Summerwind Mansion may be gone, but its legend endures, and maybe, just maybe, the spirits that haunted its halls aren't ready to leave just yet. Perhaps they never will.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.